With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump laid it all on the line Tuesday night at a rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. He tells supporters he's tackling Americans' affordability woes and his policies are helping the economy to recover from the severe damage done by the Biden administration. The Senate this week will be voting on two competing health care plans. Here's Greg Clugston.
With COVID-era health care subsidies set to expire, senators will vote on a Democratic bill to extend the ACA tax credits for 3 years. This vote was promised during the government shutdown, but it lacks the bipartisan support needed for passage. Republicans have a plan that would replace the subsidies with new savings accounts. It, too, is likely to fail. As a result, millions of Americans are bracing for more expensive health care coverage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petition signatures calling for a statewide referendum on the plan that's backed by President Trump. Rich Thomason reports.
Organizers of the petition drive say they've turned in about 300,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office. That's well more than the roughly 110,000 needed to block the redrawn U.S. House districts from taking effect until a public vote can be held next year. However, the signatures still must be formally verified by elections authorities. Republicans hope the revised voting districts will help the GOP win additional seats in Congress in next year's midterm elections. Rich Thomason reporting.
Asian shares mostly lower Wednesday, trading in a narrow range ahead of a Federal Reserve meeting that is expected to result in a third cut to interest rates this year. Benchmarks fell slightly Wednesday in Tokyo, Sydney, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
A debate raging in Australia over auto insurance discounts for so-called non-binary people. Insurers traditionally charge young male drivers more than females because they have more accidents. But as Australian companies add non-binary as an option to their quoting system, customers say the algorithm appears to treat those applicants at a lower risk. This is SRN News. Well, just in time for New Year's resolutions, correspondent Ed Donahue reports an old favorite treat is coming to the United States. Are you ready for this? This time, though, sugar-free.
The latest product to go zero sugar is Oreos. Mondelez says Oreo Zero Sugar and Oreo Double Stuff Zero Sugar will go on sale next month.
It's fun to munch a creamy, crunchy chocolate O-R-E-O.
Zero sugar Oreos are already available in Europe and China. It's all part of a trend toward healthier snacks. Mondelez says it spent 4 years developing zero sugar Oreos, so it could ensure they still tasted like the originals. The new Oreos have fewer calories than the original. The biggest difference, a serving of regular Oreos contains 13 grams of added sugars. Of course, there is zero sugar in the new cookies. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.